Let's all read the scripture in Ephesians.
今日我哋读嘅经文系喺以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 5:15-21。
以弗所书五章十五至到二十一节。
Let's all read together in English first.
我一齐先读英文。
Be very careful then how you live, and not as unwise as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord.Always giving thanks to Lord God the Father for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
以弗所书五章十五至二十一节，咁我哋会一齐读。所以你们行事为人要谨慎，不要像愚昧人，却要像聪明人，要把握时机，因为这时代邪恶。因此不要作糊涂人，要明白什么是主的旨意，不要醉酒，醉酒能使人放荡乱性，却要让圣灵充满，应当用诗章、圣诗、灵歌彼此呼应，口唱心和地赞美主，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神，还要存敬畏基督的心，彼此信服。今日刘牧师会为我们讲读，题目是无所谓还是不一样。
Today we have Reverend Lau preaching to us. The sermon topic is indifferent or different.
送给你个大人。Today is March 29.
今日系三月二十九号。
What's special about today?
今日有乜咁特别咧
？Well, it's Palm Sunday.
今日喺教会嘅行事历里边系棕树主日。
On Palm Sunday, we celebrate the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem.
棕树嘅主日系庆祝主耶稣基督以一个海船嘅姿态进入耶路撒冷。
He rode a donkey down the hill.
咁佢系骑住一只驴驹进入去嘅。
And the crowds greeted him.
咁啊，群众都夹道咁样欢呼迎接佢。
等阵，等阵。The crowds are waving and covering his path with palm branches.
咁啊，群众欢呼，用棕树放喺地上，喺度迎接佢进入耶路撒冷。
Jesus looked like a king at his ceremony of crowning.
咁佢好似一个耶稣基督，好似一个王咁样，系进行一个加冕嘅仪式。
Palm Sunday also marks the beginning of an intensive week。
咁咧，佢呢个亦都系标志咗嚟紧个礼拜系几咁多事发生嘅。
Immediately following this great time of celebration, Jesus began his journey to the cross。
喺呢个咁嘅庆典嘅一日之后咧，耶稣就开始佢嘅上十字架嘅路程。
And this breathtaking week concludes on Easter Sunday with the resurrection of Jesus.
这个扣人心愿的一个礼拜就在来的复活节以耶稣基督复活作为结束。
And his resurrection actually fulfilled all the prophecies about the coming Messiah.
他的复活是完成了满足了所有关于这个弥赛亚所有的预言。
And if you analyze the life of Jesus,
如果我们分析主耶稣他一生的话呢
We can see that his every step was well planned.
你可以见到他所做的每一步都已经是很好的计划了。
God carefully orchestrated his birth.
那 耶和华他已经是一早预备了他的出生。
Besides, he calculated his time of death.
很准确地预计到他什么时候死。
And planned his unbelievable resurrection.
还有为到他一个不能置信的复活已经作出准备。
Like Jesus, Jeremiah is another person whose life was undoubtedly arranged by God.
咁另外一个先知耶利米就好似耶稣咁样，佢生命已经系俾神所一早预备好啦。
One day, God told Jeremiah.
咁一日神同耶利米咁讲
，Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as prophet.To the nations.
耶利米书一章四到五节咁样讲到，我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你；你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣；我已派你作列国的先知。
And that's an interesting plan of God.
咁一个系神佢一个非常有趣嘅计划。
Before Jeremiah was born, God premeditated a career for him.
咁耶利米未出生嘅时候，神已经为佢预备一生嘅佢嘅职业。
And obviously.God had an amazing design for the life of His Son Jesus Christ.
咁同樣，我哋都可以見到神為著佢獨生子耶穌基督係預備咗一個，係已經計劃咗佢一生啊。
And also for the prophet Jeremiah.
咁亦都係會咁樣，亦都係預備咗耶利米。
But what about us?
咁我哋又點樣咧
？Has God planned your lives?
你會唔會覺得神係已經預備我哋一生咧
？Do you think God has expectations?Or for how you should live.
你觉得神对你怎样去活下去，他有他的期望呢
？Maybe you say.
咁你可能会咁样讲啊。
Who am I?
我是边个啫
？I'm just an ordinary person.
我是一个普通的人。
I don't think God has premeditated my life.
我不相信神一早预备我的生命。
And my friends, is that what you think?
你会不会咁样谂呢
？Let's look at Bible verse.Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verse 4.
我们看一看以弗所书一章四节这样讲到。
Here, Apostle Paul tells us a very important information.
那使徒保罗在这里讲了一个非常重要的信息。
God chose us in Him, that's Jesus, before the creation of the world, to be holy and blameless in His sight.
咁佢话就如神从创立世界之前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
According to what Paul says，
咁根据保罗呢度所讲啊
，God chose us before we were born。
神已经喺我哋出生之前已经拣咗我哋啦。
Even before the existence of the universe，
甚至系创造呢个世界之先。
If you believe in the Big Bang theory，
如果你相信大爆炸论嘅话
，which I don't。
咁啊，我唔信啦。
Our existence is estimated to be 13.8 billion years old。
你会话呢个宇宙咧系138亿年前所爆出嚟嘅。
So 13.8 billion years ago, God premeditated your life of today。
喺138亿年前，神已经预备咗你今日点样过活，你点今日嘅生命。
Even for an ordinary Christian。Of little faith like you and me, God still has a plan.
好似我哋一啲信心微小嘅人，其实神已经为我哋有计划啦。
How does it make you feel knowing God has premeditated your life?
如果你知道神系已经一早计划你生命嘅时候，你会点谂咧
？But what if you don't like God's arrangement for you?
如果你可能话唔中意神为你嘅计划
，Let's pretend you were Jeremiah in the 21st century.
假設你是21世紀的耶利米
Let's say you dream to be a physician
你想成為一個醫生
So you studied hard
那你就很勤力地讀書
Made into Harvard
那又入了哈佛醫學院
And graduated
那就畢業了
And now your dream has come true
你夢想成真
You work at a top large hospital in Manhattan in New York City
那你就派了去曼克頓那個最好的醫院那裡開始做你的職業了
Then after a few years of practicing medicine,
咁你行醫幾年啦
？Unexpectedly, one day God reveals His plan to you.
咁無端端咧，神突然間就顯示咗佢對你嘅計劃。
God says, "I have premeditated another profession for you."
咁神同你講話，我其實有另外一個計劃俾你，另外一個職業俾你。
And then you ask, "What is it?"
咩咩咩咩咩，点解咁噶？系咩嘢嚟噶
？And God says, a prophet to nations.
神同你讲话，你要作列国嘅先知。
It seems that exciting to you.
咁你唔会觉得好兴奋、哦、
？And you are terrified.
你反而系被吓惊。
And you stutter.
咁你就开始问神啦。
God, is it a joke or something?
你唔系嘛？你讲笑啊
？And if you agree with God's arrangement.
如果你同意呢个系神嘅计划嘅话咧？
You pack your things and travel from one nation to another.
咁你就会执埋包袱，从一个国家周围咁样走嚟走去，去另一个国家嗰度。
You will stand on the streets shouting, "Repent, for God's judgment is near."
咁你就会喺街上向人呼喊话悔改，应当悔改，因为神的审判来临。
And in the Bible, do you know how Jeremiah actually how did he react to God's plan?
咁喺圣经里边，耶利米点样回应父神嘅呼召咧
？He was probably in his twenties。
咁啊，可能系廿零岁啦。佢嗰阵时
，Having heard this shocking news, he replied God, and then he said, "God, I'm only a child."
咁佢听到呢啲咁令人震惊嘅消息，佢只可以佢同神讲话：神啊，我只系一个细路嚟嘅啫。
So I wonder, what will you do if you do not like God's arrangement?
想问你啦，如果你唔中意神俾你预备，你会点咧
？My friends, God's plan began much earlier than ours.
其实弟兄姊妹，神对我哋嘅计划系比我哋所有嘅计划更加早。
And oftentimes, God's dreams for you are also much bigger than ours.
佢俾你嘅梦想系大过你嘅自己嘅梦想。
And oftentimes, our natural inclinations and God's premeditated plan are conflicting.
有好多时候我哋自身嘅兴趣或者系取向同神嘅计划系会有冲突嘅。
Some believers like Jeremiah try their best to follow God's plan。
嗱，有好多信徒好似耶利米咁啦，佢会尽佢哋一生系跟从神嘅计划。
They follow God's plan even against their initial inclinations。
甚至对佢自己本性咧系可能有冲突，佢都系克服呢样嘢。
But many believers prefer to follow their own ways.
但係好多信徒選擇咧，就係跟從自己嘅意願。
Let me give you an example of someone who follows one's own inclinations.
嗱，我俾個例子你，佢可以見到一個人佢點樣跟從自己本性啊。
I counsel a believer in a foreign country whom I have known for many years.
咁我就輔導咗一個喺美國以外一個信徒，就跟咗佢好多年噶啦。
On her outside.Her life was normal and problem-free.
在外表看來，她的生命好像沒有什麼問題，一切都非常如意。
She had a good career.
有一個好的職業。
Was relatively free in her singleness.
過了一個非常自由的單身生活。
And attended church regularly.
那你恆常回教會啊。
But secretly, she lived a life in conflict with God's expectations.For many years.
但是在暗地里他的生命和神所预备他的非常之有冲突而且很多年
When she told me about her struggles I was stunned
他当牧师申诉他的困难的时候是非常之震惊的
Her problem began with naivety
他的问题开始就是他太过天真单纯了
She became a victim of an evil man
他成为一个很邪恶的人他成为他的一个受害者
What surprised me most What saddened me most Was not her wrongdoings But her indifferent attitude
最令我感到惊奇的不是他做错什么而是他一种无所谓求求其其的那种态度
When the evil man approached her occasionally She did not resist
当那个邪恶的人是来不来去找他的时候他没有去拒绝
She let her inclinations and emotions overcome her conscience in making choice
他让他本性和他的情绪去胜过他自己的理智 当他作这些决定的时候他被这些东西所胜过
It was a cycle of sin
是一个罪的一个的循环
She regretted it and then waited for the next temptation to come.
犯罪之后，佢好后悔，但系之后佢又等紧下一次嘅试探再嚟到。
The moral indifference affected her in other areas of her life.
咁呢个道德上嘅冇所谓咧，系其实影响到生命其他部分嘅。
She developed depression.
佢得到忧郁症。
She lost the passion in her work.
佢哋嘅工作不再有興趣。
She found it hard to pray to God。
佢發覺佢自己唔可以再向神祈禱。
She lost all the joy and hope for the future。
佢對於佢將來嘅盼望啊、喜樂啊，已經完全冇曬啦。
But she did not care。
但係佢漠不關心。
Her problem disguised her to an indifferent life。
佢嘅生命裏面問題帶引到佢一個無所謂嘅人生。
I will tell you how the story ends later。
咁我會話俾你知佢最後係點樣。
My friends, we all have problems in our life。
我哋每一個人其實都喺生命裏面有自己嘅問題。
We have problems, and you have problems that I have mine。
你有你問題，我有我問題。
And oftentimes we choose an indifferent attitude to handle a problem。
但其實好多時候我哋對呢啲問題，我哋採取一個無所謂嘅態度。
But an indifferent attitude easily leads to an indifferent life。
就係呢種無所謂、求求其其嘅態度，好容易令到我哋一個係無所謂嘅人生。
For a Christian, living an indifferent life is to ignore God's expectations for this one。
對於基督徒嚟講，一個無所謂人生就係拒絕神嘅對我哋嘅期望。
Living an indifferent life is to follow our own inclinations。
一個無所謂人生其實就是跟著我們的本性、我們的喜好而行。
God does not expect us or plan us to live an indifferent life。
神沒有期望我們過一個無所謂的生命。
Instead, He wants us to live a different life of His dreams。
祂其實想我們過一個是不一樣的人生。
How can you live up to God's dreams？
這個不一樣的人生其實就是達到神給你的夢想。
And today my sermon topic is called indifferent or different。
所以我今天的題目就是無所謂還是不一樣。
We are going to learn how to change an indifferent life into a different one。
我們就會學怎樣從一個無所謂人生到一個活出一個不一樣的人生。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 as we read before。
好像我們剛剛看以弗所書一章四節那裡這樣說，
It actually reveals a fact。
咁咧就講咗個事實嘅。
God did premeditate long time ago that each Christian is to be holy and blameless。
佢對於基督徒嘅期望，佢已經係計劃咗，就係佢嘅生命係要聖潔無所指責嘅。
Holy and blameless, that's a different lifestyle of God's dreams。
聖潔無有瑕疵就係一個基督徒嘅生命。
Holy and blameless may seem somewhat abstract and intangible。
你或者可能覺得聖潔無有瑕疵是一個抽象不能觸摸的一些事。
We don't have a halo over our head。
我們頭上沒有光環。
How can we live out a different life？
我們怎樣活一個不一樣的人生？
The passage Ephesians chapter 5:15-21 gives us six practical ways to achieve a different life。
但是在以弗所書五章十五到二十一節就給了我們六個實際情況，教我們怎樣活出一個不一樣的人生。
We may call these six practical ways as six steps to a different life。
六個達到不一樣人生的步驟。
And these six steps are interconnected。
其實這六個步驟是互相連接著的。
The first step for a different life isRecognize your indifferent attitude。
首先第一步在第十五、十六節就是講話認識你一個無所謂的態度。
Verse 15 says Be very careful then how you live。
十五節那裡，你們要謹慎行事，不要像愚昧人。
Not as unwise but as wise。
不要像愚昧人，當像智慧人。
Maybe you ask yourself，
或者你可能會問自己，
Why do I need to be very careful in how I live？
點解我哋要謹慎咁樣過活啫？
Don't we have the freedom to choose our own lifestyle？
我哋每人有自己嘅自由去選擇點生活嘅啫。
Why does God have to be so fuzzy about how we live？
點解神要為到呢啲咁嘅事咁鬼緊張？
The reason is found in verse 16。
因為喺第十六節咁樣回答咗啦。
Because the days are evil，
因為現今世代邪惡。
Evil refers to morally evil.
这个邪恶是指一个道德上的邪恶。
And morally evil usually brings out sufferings and sorrows.
在道德上的邪恶其实会很多时带来我们的受苦，我们的伤痛。
Evil comes from the satanic force in the world.
那这个道德上的邪恶其实是撒旦在这个世上他势力上 的结果来的。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8echoes the power of the satanic force.
彼得前书五章八节咁样系，亦都系回答咗呢个撒旦势力系几咁邪恶。
It says, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour."
呢度讲到务要谨慎、谨守、警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同嚎叫的狮子，遍地游行。尋找可吞吃的人。
The devil searches for any opportunity to devour people so that they become morally indifferent.
魔鬼撒旦其實每一天在找機會去吞吃的人，令到他們的生命，他們的態度，對道德態度變得無所謂。
That's why we can find many evil acts all around the world.
所以我們可以在這個世上見到很多邪惡的事。
Evil cults deceive the gullible with lies.
一些邪惡的信仰是將人欺騙。
Evil societies launch wars to kill the innocents.
邪惡的社會發動戰爭去殺害無辜的人。
Evil organizations suppress people to force them to yield.
邪恶的团体去压制人民，去令到他们信服他们的意志。
Immoral websites and snare viewers.
不道德的网页在那等着你们去看。
Immoral entertainment numbs our sensitivity to right and wrong.
一些不道德的娱乐令到我们对于错或者对是已经无所感觉。
Immoral culture corrupts our minds and thoughts.
不道德的文化是令到我们的思想，我们的所行的是腐化下来。
If we are not careful, we will become the victim of the satanic force.
如果你不小心的话，我们是会成为撒旦势力的受害者。
If we are not careful, we will compromise to live a worldly lifestyle.
如果你不小心的话，我们就会妥协，活一个俗世的生活。
If we are not careful, we will talk like the worldThink like the world and act like the world.
如果我们不小心的话，我们讲嘢好似个世界，想事情好似世界，跟住我们行动都好似个世界咁样。
We are not careful, we will yield to immorality and practice it ourselves.
甚至我们如果不小心的话，我们会对不道德的事，我们甚至会做埋添。
If we are not careful, we will not be able to distinguish goodness from evil.
如果我们不小心的话，我们甚至不能从好坏将这些事情分出来。
To be very careful means you examine your heart carefully to see if you have any indifferent attitude.
这个谨慎的意思就是说，我们要考察我们的内心，很小心去考察，去看看我们有没有一些无所谓的态度。
An indifferent attitude easily leads right to sin.
这个无所谓态度很容易就会带来我们进入罪恶里面。
Do not think that it is okay to sin.
不要想说犯罪是一样可以接受的事。
Do not think that you can handle the consequences of any sin.
不要认为你自己能够可以承担罪的后果。
Even a small sin can snowball to destroy us totally.
一个小小的罪可以越滚越大，去完全地毁灭我们。
If you keep sinning in any area,
如果你在一个某一个地方你继续犯罪的话呢，
or if you keep showing weakness in any area,
如果甚至你在某一方面你不断显示你的软弱的话，
that's the area where you have an indifferent attitude.
这方面呢就是你抱着一个无所谓态度了。
So the first step for a different life is to recognize in what areas we haveIn different attitude.
所以我们第一个就是我们要考察究竟在我们生命里面有些什么我们是觉得是无所谓。
When you recognize your indifferent attitude, you are ready to defend yourself against the satanic force.
嗱，当我哋知道乜嘢生命里边系我哋有无所谓时候，我哋就可以好好咁去抵挡撒旦嘅攻击。
The second step for indifferent life is to set up boundaries.
第二个咧就系喺呢啲嘅地方上面，我哋系划定一个界限。
A boundary is a defense system that protects you from the satanic force.
我哋划一个界限，呢个界限系用嚟做咩咧？系保护我哋，喺撒旦攻击里边系保护我哋嘅。
And how do we draw a boundary?
嗱，我哋点样划呢个界限咧
？It is by neither common sense nor the world standards.
嗱，呢个唔系用常理或者系用世界嘅标准系去划嘅。
Verse 17 says, therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
所以第十七节佢讲话要做嘅就系咩咧？不要作糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
So we draw a boundary to defend against the evil based on God's will.
所以我哋点样系划一个界限咧？系基于神嘅旨意。
When you understand the will of God, you can make the right choices.
如果你可以明白神的旨意的时候，你就可以作出一个正确的抉择。
And to understand God's will, the most effective and reliable method is to read the Bible yourself.
咁啊，明白神旨意最紧要就系读你嘅圣经。
The Bible from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation shows what God likes and dislikes His people to do.
咁由创世纪到系启示录都可以见到神点样神的喜好，神的不喜悦。
The problem is, we have many excuses to skip reading the Bible.
问题就是我们其实有很多理由是去不去读圣经。
And consequently, everyone draws his or her own boundaries according to their own inclinations.
咁所以咧，当我哋唔读圣经嘅时候，我哋好容易咧就系以我哋嘅本性嚟作我呢个点样去划呢个界限啦。
But if we do not know how to draw a boundary according to God's will,
如果我哋唔知道点样用神嘅旨意去划呢个界限嘅时候
，what we do may be still unwise and unprofitable.
我哋或者系喺呢个做呢划呢个界限嘅时候，我哋仍然系不明智，甚至系好似愚昧人咁样。
Setting up a biblical defense system is necessary to avoid an unholy lifestyle.
所以一个以圣经作为基础的防卫是可以是避免一个不圣洁的生活。
After setting up boundaries, the next step for a different life is naturally stay true to the boundary.
我们设了界限之后，下一步当然就是我们要留在个界限里面。
The Bible uses drunkenness as example of crossing the boundary.
咁呢，圣经就用醉酒这样东西作为一个例子。
Maybe drunkenness at that time was very common.
或者在当时候保罗时代，醉酒是一样非常普遍的事。
Verse 18 says, Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery.
他圣经第十八节讲到，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡。
God does not forbid wine.
其实小心一下，神没说不准喝酒。
In the Bible, we see Jesus drink wine in banquets and during festivals.
我们可以在圣经看到耶稣他自己本身也在饮宴或者是节日的时候都有喝酒。
But there's a problem if we cross the line and get drunk.
但是有个问题就是怎样我们过了界限的时候我们就醉酒了。
People like to get drunk because they look for satisfaction to get the feeling of high.
嗱，點解啲人中意飲醉酒咧？因為佢哋想尋求滿足，甚至係尋求一種即係好飄飄然嘅感覺。
But drunkenness leads to debauchery.
但係醉酒係使人放蕩嘅。
Debauchery describes an unconcerned attitude.
呢個放蕩係一個係不分是非嘅一種嘅態度。
They don't care about the consequences of excessive actions.
一个态度就是说他们对于他们所做的即是过多的行为或者是过界行为，他们觉得无所谓。
They don't care if they have crossed the boundary and sin.
他们对于甚至自己犯罪都觉得是无所谓，不紧要。
And of course, besides drunkenness, there are many things that we like to overdo.
嗱，好似飲醉酒，其實我哋每人都可能有一啲嘢同呢個醉酒好似噶。
Like work, we work too much and become workaholics.
如果我哋做嘢，我哋好中意做嘅話，我哋做嘢太做工作太多就變成咗工作狂。
Eat too much, become gluttonous.
如果我哋食得太多，我哋就係一個飲好食好食嘅人。
overdo in sensual pleasure，
甚至是尋求身體上一些快樂的感覺。
Go overboard in what we speak, in what we see or pray。
我哋係對於我哋講嘅嘢、睇嘅或者我哋所嘅娛樂，我哋係過咗龍。
And go to extremes in one's appearance。
或者是我們追求我們美貌過了龍。
Go to extremes in accumulation of wealth, success, reputation or power.
我們對於追求財富、我們成功、名譽甚至權力，我們是追求到一個不能控制的地步。
Anything we overdo will lead to a problem.
當我們過分做一樣的時候，我們就會有問題。
And that was I saw an interesting news of someoneWho had too much of a good thing.
咁啊，有時喺新聞嗰度會見到一啲就係有啲人咧有一啲好嘢好太多嘅時候咧就有出事啦。
A man who likes playing mahjong so much.
咁就譬如你有人中意打麻雀。
He plays mahjong for 24 hours.
廿四鐘頭，譬如打廿四圈。
點知廿四啊？
唔知啊，一六八圈啊。廿四鐘我打幾耐？一六八。
And found that his entire left leg had turned numb and the wings were blocked.
發覺他打到他的左腳已經完全沒有知覺，那他原來有些有肌肉大血管塞了添。
So he won $300 in the gambling table.
打24個小時贏了300元。
But his medical bill cost him $50,000.
但是他因為直腳出事就塞，他又即是不見了50,000元。
Debauchery in its original definition means spiritual wastefulness.
放荡在原文的意思是有一个属灵的浪费的意义在这里。
When we cross the boundary, the dire consequences it brings actually are wasting our spiritual growth.
当我们过了一个界限的时候，结果就是我们浪费了属灵的生命。
Spiritual wastefulness is what concerns God most in how we live.
宿命的浪費是神所看重的。
Staying true to the boundary requires self-control.
我們留在這個界限裡面要很大的自制。
Self-control is not practicing a lifestyle of abstinence from all pleasures.
自制不是說在我們生命裡面的慾望是完全斷絕開來，禁慾不是這樣的意思。
Instead, self-control is to stop this kind of unconcerned attitude on spiritual growth.
其實自制是在我們這個屬靈的那種的無所謂裡面是停止下來。
Self-control is to stop craving satisfaction in material things.
自制其實是要求我們在從一個物質上得到滿足這種態度停止下來。
And actually, if we only practice self-control, we have not solved a fundamental problem.
但就算你如果能够自制的话，你都是未能够解决那个问题的核心。
The fundamental problem is that all humans need satisfaction and joy.
那其实为什么我们会追求这些呢？因为我们其实每个人都是想寻求一种某方面的满足。
You cannot find true satisfaction in material things.Which easily lead to debauchery.
如果当我们在物质上寻求满足呢，我们就会放荡。
Instead, you can find the genuine satisfaction in spiritual things.
其实我们可以在属灵的事里面是得到真正的满足。
So the fourth step for a different life is seek true satisfaction.
所以第四步我们是又要是寻求一个真正的满足。
Verse 18 says, instead,be filled with the Spirit.
所以第十八節他講的話就是要被聖靈充滿。
We don't get drunk, but instead be filled with the Spirit.
我哋唔醉酒放荡，相反我哋系要被圣灵充满。
Drunkenness and any other excessive behavior cannot give us true satisfaction.
醉酒或者其他一啲过度嘅行为，并唔能够俾我哋得到满足。
But the Spirit of God can.
但系神嘅灵可以。
Only God can satisfy us fully.
只有神先能够完全咁满足我哋。
The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit lives in every true Christian.
嗱，圣经嗰度讲到话，当我哋系一个真正信徒嘅时候，我哋每人心里边都有圣灵喺度。
How do you know you are filled with the Holy Spirit?
你点知你自己被圣灵充满呢？
Our charismatic friends will say, speak in tongues.And get high in deeper emotions.
咁啊，另一派就会话，可能你讲方言啊，或者喺敬拜嗰时有一个好强烈嘅情绪表达啊，咁样呢一类。
But Apostle Paul teaches us differently in the following verses 19 to 20.
但系使徒保罗喺十九二十节嗰度就讲咗另外一样嘢喎。
Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs.Sing and make music in your heart in the Lord, to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
十九二十节讲到，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
So when you can express the feeling of satisfaction, you know you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
当你能够可以好好咁样表达你嘅满足嘅时候，你就知道你系已经被圣灵充满。
Paul says there are three expressions of our satisfaction。
咁保罗呢度讲到有三样嘢系表达我哋嘅满足嘅。
Speaking with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs。
咁啊，用诗歌同诗歌颂词同埋灵歌。
And of course, there are many psalms you can find in the Bible。
在圣经里面有很多的诗歌的。
The hymns and songs are we currently use may be different from the time of Paul.
那第二个字就是颂词，那呢或者这些颂词保罗当时所用和我们现在所用呢或者是不一样。
Psalms are expressing our deepest feelings to God.
那诗歌好像大卫诗篇那样是表达我们对神一个最深的感情。
We can speak the Psalms in many different ways, like recitation, singing with or without instruments.
咁我哋喺诗篇或者诗歌嘅时候，我哋可以用唔同嘅方法，譬如话我哋会系朗诵或者系唱歌，甚至系用一啲乐器嚟到表达。
The second natural expression of satisfaction is to sing and make music from your heart.
第二个好自然能够表达你呢个满足咧，就系。用你的心来到唱歌或者是作一些诗歌。
The focus of expressing our emotion musically is our heart and not our musical knowledge.
要留意呢，就是用表现我们的感情的时候，我们是以我们的心作为基础，而不是以我们有几认识音乐。
Singing is essentially to speak with solemnity,admiration and love to God.
对神唱歌其实就是一个用一个严肃一个赞美用一个爱的心是对神去唱这些的。
In public worship, you may sing along with the engagement of your hearts.
在当我们一同崇拜的时候我们可以以我们心唱口和一同唱这些诗歌。
When we are alone, you may sing along even out of tune,or even with lyric you created.
但是当你自己一个人的时候你可以大声的唱就你走音的话都无所谓。
The third way to express satisfaction is always giving thanks to God for everything.
第三个就是我们经常的感谢神。
Maybe we like to pray but not give thanks.
我们很可能是很喜欢祈祷但是未必那么容易感谢。
Praying is for what we don't have now.
祈祷是为了我们所缺乏的祈祷。
And thanksgiving is for what God has already given us.
感恩是神为了神已经供应给我们的而感恩。
Praying is usually an expression of anxiety.
好多时候我们祈祷是一个我们紧张的情绪的表达来的。
But thanksgiving is an expression of joy.
但是感恩是一个我们一个喜乐的表达。
We may spend much time praying, but we seldom give thanks to God.
我们可能会花很多时间祈祷，但是我们很少时间是去感恩。
We may occasionally give thanks, say when our salary is raised, promotion is approved, exam is passed, or a day's work is done.
我们很多时候为什么感恩呢？我们说加人工啦，或者我们升级啦，甚至我们考试过合格啦，或者当我们辛勤工作完的时候，我们为这些感恩。
But who can give thanks always?
但是谁能够经常感恩呢？
Thanksgiving is difficult when our prayers are not answered yet.
感恩有一个最难的地方，就是我们祈祷未蒙应允的时候，我们怎样感恩？
Thanksgiving is especially difficult when we are undergoing suffering and hurt.
当我们是经历痛苦受难的时候，我们是非常之难去感恩。
However, if you feelYou are indebted to God for all you have now. You can give thanks always.
但是当你知道神是为你所做的，你是不能回报给神的时候，你就能够经常感恩。
And if you feel you are indebted to God for what you hope to have in the future, you can be grateful always.
但如果你都是为到神为你所预备的，你觉得自己不能偿还的时候，你亦都可以系能够经常感恩。
If you believe suffering is intended not as punishment but to grow your faith，
嗱，如果你觉得受苦唔系一个惩罚，系一个对你嘅磨练嘅时候，你亦都能够感恩。
Gratitude can flow out from your heart even in times of pain。
呢种感恩嘅心，甚至能够喺你痛苦嘅时候，好自然咁样流露出嚟。
A different life is to develop an expression of satisfaction.
一个不一样的人生就能够表现出一种是真正的满足在里面。
While we are seeking true satisfaction in our relationship with God,
当我们是在神里面寻求一个真正满足的时候呢，
we also need to find harmony with people around us.
我们都需要在人之间寻求和睦。
Verse 21 says,
第21节这样讲到，
Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
在21节讲到，当全敬畏的心彼此顺服。
So the fifth step for a different life is submit to God's arrangement.
所以第五步就是顺服神的安排。
Why is submission we talk so much?And so important for Christians.
为什么对于基督徒来说这个顺服是非常这么重要呢？
It is because we easily have problems in our relationships with people.
因为我们人和人之间的关系非常容易出问题。
Our hearts can be very evil.
我们的心可能是非常邪恶。
In any relationship, people may hurt you.
在不同的关系里面，可能我们得到伤害。
Not only may they hurt you,You may hurt them as well.
你伤害我，我伤害其他人。
Submission usually refers to following orders from a higher authority.
顺服是顺服过从更高而来的旨意。
Submission to one another in verse 21 seems strange, not easy to understand.
在21节那里说彼此顺服似乎是一个非常之难明白的事。
How can I submit to you and you submit to me at the same time?
你怎样信服我，我又同时间信服你呢？
And submission, actually, this word in its original meaning is meaning under arrangement.
这个信服的意思其实是在一个安排之下所做事这样。
That is, every believer should be under the arrangement of God.
咁即係话呢，喺呢一个语境里面呢，係话我哋每一个信徒都係喺神嘅安排之下。
When we submit to God's arrangement, we can treat one another according to the orders of God.
当我哋係信服神嘅安排嘅时候，我哋就可以彼此信服，係去喺神嘅安排之下彼此信服。
When we submit to God's arrangement, we can fulfill our duties to one another.
当我们完全在神的计划之下顺服，我们就可以成就到对彼此的责任。
When we submit to God's arrangement, we can love our spouse sacrificially.
当我们是顺服神的旨意的时候，我们可以用一个牺牲的爱去爱我们的伴侣。
When a child submits to God's arrangement, he can honor his parents.
当一个小孩子是顺服神的旨意的时候，他可以听他父母话。
When we submit to God's arrangement, we can promote God's glory.
甚至我们是信服神的旨意的时候，我们是能够彰显神的荣耀。
So by now we already have studied the five steps to achieve a different life.
我们已经是看了五步怎样是过一个不一样的生活。
Recognize in different attitudes.
辨认无所谓的态度。
Set up boundaries.
设定一个界限。
Stay true to the boundary.
留在个界限里面。
Seek true satisfaction,
尋求真正的滿足,
and submit to God's arrangement.
信服神的安排。
These five steps are easy to say than done.
这五样东西讲就容易。
They require your time, planning, and determination.
是很需要你的意志和很需要你的计划去做的。
And so the final step to achieve a different life is spend your time wisely.
所以最后一步呢，就是爱惜光阴。
Spend your time wisely so that you can plan it out how to practice the other five practical ways.
所以他这里讲到说，就是好好地用时间爱惜光阴，就是我们怎样好的计划是去做这五步。
We go back to a phrase of verse 16.
我们回到第十六节这样。
It says, make the most of every opportunity.
咁就話係要即係珍惜去用每一個機會咁解。
And this phrase actually means to seize the present opportunity for its future gains.
就係話我找住今日嘅機會係為咗咩？為咗將來所要得到嘅嘢。
What gains are we talking about?
咁將來要得到咩啫
？Of course, it's not the material gains, but spiritual gains.
咁當然呢個唔係物質上嘅的勝利，而是一個是我們所得到的一些屬靈上的事。
Gains for approaching holy and blameless.
就是我們是怎樣在聖潔毫無瑕疵到怎樣去進步。
Our Christian life is like a business.
那我們的基督徒生命就好像一門生意這樣。
You may make gains or loses.
你不是賺就是蝕的了。
If you are engaged in excessive behavior, you lose.
如果我们是放荡的话，我们就会损失或者失败。
If we are unconcerned to sin, we lose.
如果我们是对罪无所谓的话，我们就会失败。
If we are indifferent to change, we lose.
如果我们对于是改变无所谓的话，我们是会失败。
If we stay true to the boundary, we gain.
如果我们是能够在这个界限里面，我们就能够进步。
If we can find satisfaction in God, we gain.
如果我们在神里面得到满足，我们就能够进步。
If we make the right choice in treating others, we gain.
如果当我们是作出一个明智的抉择，特别是在人的关系上面呢，我们都是能够在这个方面是进步。
So you need to spend your time wisely to make gains.In your Christian journey.
所以我们要好好地用我们的时间，使到我们的属灵生命能够不断的进步。
As a conclusion, let me finish the story of the lady whom I counseled.
咁我到最后的时候就讲翻我开头的时候讲那个女士的故事啦。
I told her, God has a plan for her.
我告诉她听，神对你其实是有计划的。
Regardless of all the pains.I taught her she was always precious to God.
无论她生命遇到几大的苦楚，她在神眼里面都是看为珍贵。
I taught her to recognize the problems of her indifferent attitude.
但有一样她需要学的，就是她要知道自己对这些东西是一个无所谓的态度。
I taught her the biblical principles to set up boundaries.To avoid losses in her spiritual journey.
咁所以我就教佢点样喺佢嘅用圣经嘅原则系去喺佢生活里边设立一啲嘅界限。
I instructed her to seek the true satisfaction in God.
我教佢點樣喺同神裏面得到滿足。
I ask her to submit to God's arrangement on how to relate to others。
我亦都教佢點樣喺人際關係當中係順服喺神嘅旨意裏面。
And I ask her to use her time wisely to make gains in holiness。
最後我教佢點樣喺好好咁樣去用時間，係計劃佢點樣去實踐呢幾個步驟。
So she has been practicing and practicing the steps to a different life。
咁佢咁樣嘅實習嘅時候，佢開始過一個不一樣嘅生活。
And now God has restored her joy and hope。
咁神亦都係從此係重建佢嘅喜樂同埋佢嘅盼望。
And now she can pray and read the Bible。
佢亦都能夠祈禱去讀經。
And she can start to live a different life。
亦都活一個不一樣嘅生命。
And my friends, to live a different life is to make holy and blameless in God's sight as our goal。
咁呢個過一個不一樣嘅生活，其實個目的係咩咧？就係過一個聖潔無可指責嘅生活。
And this goal requires constant practice。
而呢個咧係需要不停嘅係去做去實習嘅。
If you are young, maybe you say，
你如果年輕嘅時候，你可能會咁樣講。
I still have plenty of time ahead of me。
我面前仲有好多嘅路。
I will catch up later when I'm 60。
我到60歲先算啦。
What I can say is, living out a different life is not just for folks with grey hairs.
这个不一样的生命不是对一些年长的人所说的。
If you are old, maybe you say,
如果你老的话，你都可以有这样的借口的。
It is too late, old habits die hard.
我都过了那么久了，一切都是这样，就是本性难改。
Then I suggest you to study the life of Moses.
咁我就建議你睇摩西嘅一生。
Moses started to live a different life when he was in his 80s.
摩西當佢活一個不一樣嘅生命嘅時候，佢嗰時已經係80歲。
If you are young, if you are not young,
如果你唔係後生
，and not old,
又唔係老
，I hope you don't find any other excuses.
咁你冇藉口啦。
Holy and blameless.That's God's dreams.
聖潔無可指責，這個是神給我們的一個夢。
And may each one of us be blessed abundantly by living up to God's dreams.
我願每一人都是過一個是給神滿滿祝福的生活生命。
Let's bow and pray to God.
我們一同低頭祈禱。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for today.
天父，我哋感謝，為今日感謝你。
Today is the Palm Sunday。
今日係棕樹主日。
To remember the intensive week that Jesus will die on the cross for us。
喺一個禮拜裏邊會發生好多事，最後耶穌基督係死在十字架上。
We thank you that you have chosen us way way beyond。
我哋感謝你，因為你喺好耐好耐之前，你已經揀選咗我哋。
You chose us to be holy and blameless.
你揀選我哋，使到我哋成就係要我哋聖潔毫無瑕疵。
We know it's we are far from being holy and blameless.
我哋知道離開依個仲好遠。
But you give us the Bible for us to practice how to obey you.
就係你俾咗聖經俾我哋，係去叫我哋知道係去實習點樣係去過依個嘅生活。
How to live out a different life.
怎樣活出一個不一樣的生命?
Teach us how to do it today.
求你教我們今天就開始做。
We pray in your Son Jesus Christ's name.
我們奉你兒子主耶穌基督的名祈禱。
Amen.
Amen.